This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the Rich Zeoli listener, to our family. Because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Zeoli podcast.
So Amy Coney Barrett, ACB, she is, of course, now the president's pick for the Supreme Court. Today's her big day. We'll talk about it with Andy McCarthy later in the show. Welcome. Good morning. Great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210 is the number for you to weigh in. 855-839-1210. But don't forget social media on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show, where Blenio will be following along your social media posts for you to be able to weigh in. Now, it is Amazon Prime Day today, and maybe you're buying a bunch of stuff online. I get it. I understand. I don't judge. I don't judge at all. But if you are not, in fact, spending your day today online shopping, you might be alone, because it's apparently millions and millions of people are going to do it. So the question becomes, is this now the new Black Friday? Like, in other words, is this now the new way to shop online from home, and to do it in October and not even November? That is the question right now that a lot of people are wondering. 855-839-1210 is the number. The new iPhone comes out today as well. iPhone 12 is supposedly going to be unveiled today, as a matter of fact. So what about you? Are you doing that today? How do you find the best deals? That's one of the questions that people have, is how do you find the best deals? Because for a lot of people, they're wondering today, there's all this stuff, you know, all this stuff that's out there, but how do I weed through it? Believe it or not, there's apps, sites, news media, they're covering this too, how to get the best Prime deals, which ends in 43 hours and 50 minutes, and they have their lightning deals and their flash deals. You know, to me, this is all a very healthy sign of a great economy. It really is. It's a sign of a great economy that we've got a wonderful buying situation going on, where people are like, you know what? I think I'm going to go out there and buy some stuff today. I think I'm going to do it. I feel confident about the economy. So how does that play politically, by the way? I mean, how does that play politically? I think it matters, right? Doesn't it matter that people are looking around and going, well, I feel confident enough that I can buy a bunch of stuff on Prime Day. And not only just Prime Day, but Walmart's matching it. Best Buy's doing their own thing. Costco's doing their own thing. There's something to that, right? I mean, there's something to that in terms of that consumer confidence. How does that play into the presidential election is my question. Does it play into the presidential election? I think so. You know, 6ABC had a whole big thing on how to find the best deals for Amazon Prime. And they broke it down. You know, here are the different categories: small business, electronics, toys. You know, here's how you can go through this and you can do this and that sort of thing. And I think it's great. I really do. I think it's great. But the question becomes, and this is a key point here, does that mean then that people are going to look at this consumer confidence, look at the strong economy and say, I want to keep going down this road? Or do they want to change? In my opinion, everything comes down to the economy. It's the economy, stupid. I've always said that. I continue to believe that. It's something that I truly, truly believe. James Carville, the other half of the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos, he predicts that we're going to have a very early night on election night. He thinks this thing is already over for Joe Biden. And yet the polls tell you that President Trump is losing big time. Excuse me. However, What they don't tell you is that, just the top lines, when you read the polls, you find that most people trust Trump on the economy more than they trust Biden by big numbers. Big numbers. So not only do I just wonder about the polls being legit, I also wonder about that fact too. We know there's no enthusiasm for Biden. We know he doesn't have a base like Trump does. We know that there's never going to be a rally that people don't show up for Donald Trump like they don't show up for Joe Biden. We know that. Now, that news report yesterday is funny because it's true. And it's funny because there's no chance that that's ever going to happen to Donald Trump. There's never going to be a time going all the way back to 2015, he would have a rally and people don't show up for it. Now, he had a rally in Tulsa in the middle of the pandemic indoors. It was a mistake to do it. And only 6,000 people showed up or something like that. If Joe Biden got 6,000 people on a good day outside at an event, at a venue, I'd be shocked. If he got 600, if he got 60 people, it would be shocking, right? So there are a couple factors to think about here. Number one, the Biden enthusiasm, it's just not there, right? That's number one. Number two is the fact that for Donald Trump, the enthusiasm for him is there. And it's an enthusiasm that goes even further because it's an enthusiasm that also covers the economy. Joe Biden's doing something very smart. Democrats don't usually do. He's focusing on jobs. He's focusing on the economy. But are voters going to believe it or not? Are they going to believe it? That's the question. And I don't know if they will. I think that for a lot of voters, when it comes down to it and they got to make a choice and they got to go into that election booth and they got to vote, and if they like their 401k, if they like their job security, if they like the fact that they can buy stuff on Amazon with impunity and not have to worry about it, not have to worry about losing their house or losing their job or something like that, I think they stick with Trump, especially when Biden says he would shut it all down again. You know, there's a story yesterday that I have. McDonald's, Chipotle, and Domino's are booming during the coronavirus while your neighborhood restaurant struggles. Wall Street Journal. It's one of the stories I didn't get to yesterday. And the whole story is all about the fact that, you know, your local mom and pop place, because of the pandemic, because they couldn't have people inside, and they still can't have a certain number of people, you know, 25% or 50%. These places can't survive it. They don't have the backing of a corporate entity like McDonald's to get them through it. They don't have the setup for drive-through. They don't have the setup for delivery. They don't have the setup for these things. So these restaurants struggle. People that work in this industry struggle a lot. And when you hear one candidate say, shut it down again, and the other candidate turn around and say, we're not going to shut it down. We're going to keep going. We're going to get a vaccine. We're going to get drugs. We're going to do what we have to do. But don't be afraid of this thing. I had it. I overcame it. Look at me. I'm out campaigning again now. One of the things that makes me think about is if people like if Chris Christie, who's obviously a large man and he's got pre-existing conditions, underlying conditions like asthma, he gets coronavirus. He goes to the hospital, but a few days after that, 6 days later, he's out. If we're at a place now where we've got the kind of treatments that we have for the coronavirus to be able to keep people like him, who I would say is probably a class one example of somebody you got to keep alive from the coronavirus, what are we doing here even discussing the word lockdown again? Why is that word even coming up? And I got to think, a lot of business people think this way. I got to think they do. I think that as everybody's anticipating the iPhone 12 coming out, a phone that's going to cost probably $1,000, your carrier doesn't give it to you for free anymore for the most part. And they're talking about it selling out the minute that they unveil the site where you can go buy it. That consumer confidence that is there. You know, the fact that this Amazon Prime Day event is not met by it, the only reaction to it that's negative is people saying, as Dawn reported earlier, please don't do this because you're going to have all these people buying stuff and it's going to wind up causing more chaos with the postal system. Think about that, right? It's not like they do an Amazon Prime Day and it's a dud. Nobody shows up. They're so worried about how many people are going to be buying stuff online today, not just from Amazon, but the other sites that are now doing their own thing to compete with Amazon. They're worried about the post office not being able now to handle mail-in ballots. What does that tell you about people's confidence in the economy? Now, if it were me and I were President Trump, I would scrap the rallies. I would. I'd scrap the rallies at this point. You don't need them. You're playing to your base at this point. The controversy that keeps coming up about these rallies being super spreader events, and it looks like you don't care, and it looks like you want to get people sick. I'd say at this point, no more rallies. You don't need them. The base is turning out. Your base is turning out whether you have a rally or not. Trump's base is turning out. Now your job is to convince all these other people that are not quite sure about how you've been handling this pandemic, that you getting coronavirus, something's changed here now, and but you've always been all over it. You've always been on top of it. But now you're going to hold off on the rallies. If it were me, I'd scrap them. That's the advice I'd give them. You don't need to do them. Just don't worry about them. Do events. Don't do rallies. Because your audience right now is the audience that's looking at you in the last couple weeks, and they're skeptical because they hear nothing but your handling of the coronavirus has been a disaster, because that's what the media says all day long. And they're looking for something from you. And they like this economy. They want to keep this economy going. They just need something to convince them that your handling of coronavirus was pretty good, actually. And the narrative of the rallies is super spreader events just waiting to happen. And they bury him over this over and over again. The one thing you don't have to worry about with Trump is his enthusiastic base. People are going to vote for him. His supporters are coming out. Can't say that about Joe Biden, can you? Nope, you cannot. I mean, I love this news report because it's so awkward, the fact that no one shows up. It's so awkward, but it's also funny because it's true. I mean, this has been the biggest Biden problem. Nicole Garcia describing a Biden-Harris campaign stop, which not a single person was in sight. Not a single person. You got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in Phoenix, Arizona, and no one shows up? I mean, come on. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not just the polls. Do we have that James Carville audio by chance that I sent over? I think I sent it. Did I send it over?
We have it.
All right, let's take a listen.
You mentioned election night. A bunch of us have been stocking up on bottled water and canned goods, expecting this thing to go weeks, if not months. You think enough vote will be in on election night to have an early evening, to have enough of it done and dusted so we'll know a result?
Absolutely. We'll have Florida in election night. We'll have North Carolina in. But that's the three counties that I can look at and say. I think a good bit of Georgia be in. So Ohio. We're going to know, not only are we going to know election night, we're going to know 10:30 Eastern. This thing is not going to be close. We're going to know early. I'm not in any panic whatsoever. I mean, I'm just on edge because the stakes are so high, but I feel very good about where the Democrats are, and I probably see as much polling as anybody in the country. And if anything, it continues to improve. I kind of thought natural gravity would take it down, but that doesn't seem to be happening as of yet. And we got 3 weeks before we go to post, and I'm ready to go. And I think we're going to know. I anticipate opening a bottle of champagne. Brian, maybe I'll share it with you by distance.
I don't know. He's a smart guy. He's a shrewd guy. Biden may win this election, but I don't think it's going to be by 10:30 at night. I cannot imagine for the life of me it being that. I know the polls say that, but I don't see it. And I think that if Trump wins, it's going to be close. I think it's just going to be close. This idea of a landslide by either candidate, I've been saying to you for how long now, it's just not going to happen, right? I mean, I had to tell my own people, you maybe one of them, it's stop with this landslide stuff. It's not going to be a landslide. But now you got the Democrats saying landslide. So now two things to think about. Number one, how many people are now maybe not going to rush out? Is it the one thing that you got to say about all this negative attention towards the polls is that if you are a Trump supporter, you're definitely voting because you know that they really need your vote, right? The problem with all this talk from Democrats about landslide and Biden's got this in the bag and everything else, I mean, my God, did we not go through this with Hillary Clinton? On election night, she had about a 90% chance of winning the election or something like that on election night. So what I do know, though, is that all this negative, these negative stories over and over and over again about how Trump's losing, in my mind, it only stokes the passion of his supporters to come out. And then the other people that really have to stop And as they're clicking and hitting buy on the Lightning deals and the Flash deals and the Prime deals or the Walmart deals or whatever other deal they're buying today, they got to think, do I like this economy or not? And yeah, because of COVID, it's not what it was, but at the same time, it could be a whole lot worse. And if Joe Biden gets in there and shuts it down, it's going to be a lot worse. Tell me that these are not the thoughts people are thinking when they go to the voting booth on election day. At a virus that is, in fact, at a point now where we're able to treat this so that 99.7% of people are surviving, to the point where when you start having conversations about maybe people should start getting it for herd immunity, and the fact that we're even now openly having those conversations that used to be shunned into the background because the survival rates are just so incredibly high now, 99.7%. So are people really scared of the virus at this point? Or are they more scared about the economic effects of shutting down for the virus again? I think all of these things factor in and tells a much more complicated story than the polls are telling you. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210 is the number for you to weigh in. 855-839-1210. As we do our hour of nonstop talk, we're not taking a break. We're here together, and it's great. And I'm also glad, too, in New Jersey, they announced that indoor sports can continue. That's right. Even things like hockey games, right? Hockey practice, all these contact sports. Well, I'm glad sports are back in America. And I'm also glad that FanDuel Sportsbook makes the games even more fun. And one of the bets that people absolutely love, they're parlay bets too. They're same game parlays. FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. What you do is you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way the payouts are even bigger when you win. And FanDuel will refund you the first same game parlay you lose in any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. That's right. So you can do that for, say, Thursday night football coming up. And you can do it for Sunday football. You can combine it together and then get $10 back if you don't win. That's right. Now, FanDuel is the only sportsbook app that has the same game parlay bets. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code RICH. That's my name. When you sign up so they know I sent you, that's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code RICH. And you must be 21 and older, present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Andy McCarthy from National Review will be here at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about Amy Coney Barrett's hearing. But first, let's say good morning to Dawn, get some headlines. Good morning, Dawn.
Hey, good morning. We have a lot going on this morning. We have 56 degrees, pretty dreary right now, but I'll have that forecast in a moment. It's going to clear out. So we do have a Zeoli Show follow. Philadelphia police continuing their investigation while election officials installed new security cameras outside the election board warehouse after that burglary there. That was the night during the Trump-Biden debate. When Trump said bad things are happening in Philadelphia, and that's what was happening that night. A laptop and USB devices stolen from the East Falls facility. City officials are saying the stolen materials do not compromise the integrity of the election. We talked about going viral. People on social media calling for a boycott of Amazon's Prime Day today because they say it could cause an influx of packages affecting the U.S. Postal Service's ability to handle those mail-in ballots. But the USPS says, no worries, we've got this. Actually, those packages are handled on different machines. So we are equipped to handle all the parcel, they say. And the PA Breast Cancer Coalition, not happy because somebody poured bubble bath bubbles into the big pink fountain there in Harrisburg for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So because of the bubble knucklehead, they had to drain out the fountain, yes, and no more beautiful, bright pink fountain to remind us that it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month this October. So don't pour the bubbles in there. Let's get to the NBC 10 First Alert forecast today. We're going to clear out. It'll be partly sunny skies this afternoon, and we're looking at a nicer day, 67 degrees. But Wednesday and Thursday, the next 2 days, beautiful, sunny, in the 70s. And then Friday, we return back to the clouds and dip to 64 degrees. I'm Dawn, Zeoli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Great to be with you today. Of course, if you want to weigh in on all these stories, we were talking earlier in the show about a number of different things, including, by the way, Joe Biden calling Mitt Romney the Mormon. I still love this audio clip so much. But we also have Cory Booker grandstanding yesterday before after Amy Coney Barrett's introduction to the U.S. Senate during the committee. This is the shorter cut of Count Grandstandulous Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band making his big return yesterday. Take a listen.
Nothing about this today is normal. This is not normal. What is going on in America today, in the midst of a deadly pandemic and an ongoing election, having a rushed Supreme Court nomination hearing is not normal, and we cannot normalize it. People are voting right now. The American people should decide. The American people should decide. The American people should decide.
Did everybody get that? The American people should decide? Sorry, keep going.
Not be voting to confirm Judge Barrett's nomination.
The American people should decide, all right? Just so you know, the American people should decide. Count Grandstandulous Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage Band. Nothing about this is normal. Nothing about this is normal. Does everybody understand that? Nothing about this is normal. I tell you what, I like when he grandstands. I miss the grandstanding, don't you? I like it. It's fun for me, I think. I don't know. It's just fun to have him back.
He's going to have days of that now, right? Because, I mean, now the questioning starts today, right?
I mean, you're going to be a very busy man.
No, I'm not, actually.
Greg Stocker,
going through
that audio.
I'm not.
And finding the highlight grandstanding moments.
Is he going to delegate that to Bilenial?
That Bilenial, you're going to be a very busy man.
Oh, boy.
Don't you think?
Yeah, probably. If Greg's saying no, I don't know who else is going to be doing this. Corporate shill has shilling things to do. I guess it's all on me now.
You got to shill, man. Shill away. Wow, I tell you what.
You should include the best of, like the whole Tears of Rage and all that. Yeah, I miss those days.
Right? I mean, it's a little combination, I think, would be good.
Why are you adding more work for Greg?
Compilation.
Why are we adding more work?
The memories.
Because that's what we do.
Dawn's just bringing up flashback things.
I know.
Some stuff before I was even on the show. Dive into the archives that I'm not prepared for.
Well, he was Spartacus Booker. I mean, that was his thing. You know, I'm having my Spartacus moment, remember?
Yes.
I have Tears of Rage, and now it's nothing about this is normal. Nothing about this is normal. God, just he's such a grandstander. Oh, my God. It's amazing to me. Hey, can you play again Mitt Romney with that Mormon guy? I just love this so much. Go ahead. Come on,
Bill. You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on. No one's face should be questioned.
The Mormon guy. That Mormon feller. That Mormon feller and I, we had it out back. And then I told him, I said, don't you bring that other feller with you. That Hindu guy, don't bring him out here either. That Mormon feller and that Hindu woman from Hawaii. That would be Tulsi Gabbard, right? Isn't she Hindu?
Yes.
Yeah, I see.
Half. One parent's Catholic and one's Hindu.
That half Hindu, half Catholic from Hawaii and that Mormon feller from Utah. Grandpa, that's not how we identify people. We don't identify people by their religion, Grandpa. Please. It's just weird. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I was with that feller, that Mormon feller. How many wives do you think he has?
Oh, no.
Anybody ask him that?
I'm surprised he didn't bring out the magic underwear.
The what?
The magic underwear.
That Mormons wear.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yes.
It's for chastity.
I was with that Mormon feller watching that Sister Wives show. How many wives do you think he has anyway, that guy, that governor, that senator, that Mormon feller? Grandpa, please stop. That's a stereotype. Stop doing that. But I guess it's safe to do that about a Mormon. Like, if you do that about other people, it's not good. You know what I mean? But that again, you know, this is the guy who did say, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black. So he does have a tendency to do this to people, right?
And the Indians at 7-Eleven, and like he's done this many, many times. He's done this many times. Like, this isn't the first time that he's categorized people, you know, put them in boxes, I guess you would say.
You know, we got to find that audio too. Of if you could grab that of Joe Biden going, you can't go into a 7-Eleven. Without having seen an Indian person. Remember that? That's what he said. So I go to 7-Eleven. I got that Indian person behind the counter. That Mormon feller's calling me on my phone. And I told the other guy, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Joe Biden for America. Oh, that's amazing. 855-839-1210 is the number. Let's see here. Chip is in Medford. Chip, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. This is Chip, the Catholic arborist in Medford. How are you?
That Catholic guy, Chip.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I love you to death, but you're making blood squirt out of my eyes every time you say that we can go to the voting booth. I had a guy knock on my door Saturday, a representative from David Richter.
Is that a real thing, blood squirting out of your eyes?
No, but you're making me insane because people are going to think that they can walk into the voting booth and cast their vote for Trump, which I'm proudly going to do, but that's not going to happen. They're going to walk in, and they're going to be told to fill out a provisional ballot, which is going to be counted after the mail-in ballot. So the way to vote, in New Jersey at least, is to fill out your mail-in ballot, and in my case, bring it up to the Medford police station where there's a little thing out front where you got to put it in. But people can't just walk into the voting booth and hit the button
and
walk out like you voted.
Well, you can still vote in person on a provisional ballot. That's still voting.
Yeah, but that's counted after the mail-in. So,
but it's still voting in person, right?
Yeah, but listen, you cast out provisional ballots.
Listen, I understand. I understand. I get it. But you're still voting in person. If you want to walk into a polling place, you can still walk into a polling place.
Yes.
That's my point. And for a lot of people, myself included, Chip, go take care of your bleeding eyes. I appreciate the phone call. I do. And I appreciate your point. But, I mean, your point is valid, but you can still vote in person. And I think if you can, you should, by the way. I know it's provisional. I know they're going to count it after. I know that there's going to be delays. But, you know, for me, that's how I'm going to vote. I'm going to walk in there in person, wearing my mask because it's required. Although, I got to tell you about this MSNBC news story I saw. I should have grabbed it. And it was last weekend. And they were talking about people being denied the right to vote. And they go to this county in Pennsylvania. And the sheriff's there saying no one will be turned away if they don't have a mask on because it's your constitutional right to vote. And they go back to the MSNBC studio, and the woman behind the desk, I think it was Katie Tersh, she was blown away by, my God, that we actually did a story on this, encouraging somebody to vote without wearing a mask. But that's an interesting question, by the way, whether they can turn you away for that at a polling place. But anyway, you can vote in person. And I want to make that point clear because, yes, it's provisional ballot, but it's still a ballot, and you can still vote. Pennsylvania is playing the same games about when they're going to announce all this stuff. But I think the key point is don't feel like you can only vote by mail. It's important to remember. Listen, Andy McCarthy's going to be here in a minute. I want to go to him. But easyhomespa.com. Do you want out? Of course you do, right? I mean, maybe you do. I don't know. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, it's high taxes, crime everywhere, and you're sick of the nonsense. Well, Easy Homes PA can make this easy for you. Sell your home fast for cash with none of the nonsense of a traditional sale. When you think about selling your home, right, what comes to your mind? Hassles, people coming through your home, open houses? No, not with Easy Homes PA. They'll buy your home as is, no realtor fees, no escrow fees, no repairs. Sell your home as is, no open houses with strangers walking through your house, any size, any condition, any price. Easy Homes PA will make the timing work on your timeline. So close in days, close in months. You'll get a very fair offer and avoid all the hassles of a traditional sale. If you're ready to sell your house, the easy solution is to call EZHomesPA.com. EZHomesPA.com. 215-608-6005. 215-608-6005. Or go to EZHomesPA.com. Home evaluations can be done over the phone. This is easy. No brainer. That's why it's the name. EZHomesPA.com. 215-608-6005 or EZHomesPA.com.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT HD. WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
Very happy to welcome back to the program Andrew C. McCarthy from the National Review Institute and, of course, the guy on Fox News that I trust to give me the real analysis of the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. Andy, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my friend?
Rich, it's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. My pleasure. So yesterday was the introduction day where she gave an opening statement, but really it was about listening to Senator's grandstand, right?
Yeah. You know, look, I think the bottom line here is, number one, they have the numbers and the constitutional authority to get this done. The Republicans do. So assuming that that holds in terms of the numbers and, you know, staying together as a group of, I guess it's at least 52, right? She's going to be confirmed as long as she comes through this, and she's just a superb nominee who's really not amenable to the kind of stuff that they pulled on Kavanaugh, just because she's, you know, I mean, it's a different time. It's too close to the election. If the Democrats had done to Kavanaugh close to the presidential election what they did to him in, I guess it was 2018, they probably would have lost the election because it turned people off so much. So, you know, they really can't stop this from happening, Rich. So what they're going to try to do is use it for purposes of the 2020 campaign. Yeah, you know, you might as well make lemonade out of lemons, right? So, you know, there's a few things that they can raise. It's a good platform because a lot of people are watching. So it's a good platform for them to do that. And they really are not going to knock this nominee out, so they might as well, you know, campaign for Biden.
The arguments that they're using, Andy, against Amy Coney Barrett really are twofold. I mean, there's the fact of the dogma runs, you know, deep in you that, yeah, Dianne Feinstein said about her. She's a Catholic, obviously, and they're trying to subtly make the argument that her religious views will influence her judicial opinions. And the other argument being that she will be the one who destroys the coverage for pre-existing conditions in this country. Can you explain to us how those arguments work in the context of potential decisions that she might reach?
Yeah, well, the religion argument is, it's not going to go anywhere. Number one, even Biden has come out and said, you know, look, her religion should be off the table. They know they got a lot of bad blowback on that the last time around. The American people are not broadly hostile to religion the way the you know, the progressive elites are, and this is a performance that's really for the American people, so they know they need to be careful of that. Also, this nominee has, I think I read that she's been in 270 or 278 written opinions. She's participated in hundreds of cases in her years as a judge on the Seventh Circuit. So if that if the possibility that she was relying on something other than the law to render decisions was out there, we'd have seen it by now. And, you know, she's got a record. So I really don't think that's going to go anyplace, but they raise it every time a Republican has a chance to put a judge on the court because of Roe v. Wade and the abortion right. I often point out to people that we haven't been under Roe v. Wade for almost, I guess, 28 years now. You know, the law of the land has been Planned Parenthood versus Casey since 1992. And what we're really arguing about in that connection is the court preserved the abortion right, but got rid of the preposterous reasoning of Roe. And now what we're basically arguing about is regulations around abortion, not the right itself. So that's what those litigations turn out to be about. And it's highly, highly unlikely that Roe versus Wade will ever get before the Supreme Court again. So that stuff is just scaremongering. The Obamacare thing, I think, Rich, unfortunately, is an exhibition in political incompetence by the Trump administration, because they're really handing the Democrats not only a bogus issue that they can run at with Barrett, but also it's their best campaign issue that Trump is trying to get rid of the coverage of pre-existing conditions. And the reason I think it's not a very good move on the administration's part, and the attorney general, I think, warned them about this, that's at least what the reporting says, is there is a case that came out of the district court in Texas, which is now on appeal before the Supreme Court, where the judge basically found that since the Supreme Court had saved Obamacare as a tax on the theory that the mandate was a tax rather than a penalty under the Commerce Clause. It was a tax under Congress's taxing authority. And since subsequent legislation by Congress zeroed out the tax, therefore the mandate can't be, the judge said, sustained as a tax anymore. And right. Not only does it have to be invalid, the whole of Obamacare has to go.
Right.
So I think there's no – I don't think there's a single judge on the Supreme Court that will agree with that. Certainly not the part where he says the whole statute has to go. And I think they're going to lose on every ground, frankly. But it's preposterous to think that this Supreme Court, when there were actually good claims to throw out Obamacare and they resisted them, is going to throw the whole of it out on this when Congress itself could have repealed it if that was what they intended to do in zeroing out the mandate, and they didn't. So it's just it's a lot of hot air. I don't think there's a single vote on the Supreme Court, but the idea that she's the fifth vote to overturn this case, which is going to be argued before the court on November 10th, is just, it's loopy. But, you know, look, it's their story and they're running with it.
And you know what? It's a for politics purposes, it's a good case to use to advance their argument as much as the argument
sure
is built on a fallacy.
Yep.
It's right. Plays right into them.
I don't understand what the administration was doing. I know that they felt like at that moment in time, which was March, I think, of this year, when they had to decide whether to go to the Supreme Court and join this case in the Supreme Court, I think Trump wanted to take the position at that point that he was in all circumstances for getting rid of Obamacare any way possible. And I think he may have misread the climate then, and certainly after COVID hit, and then you have all this economic anxiety that people have about their jobs and their health care, you're giving to the Democrats on a silver platter this issue, because as much as Trump continues to say, we are always going to cover pre-existing conditions, the current American law that covers pre-existing conditions is Obamacare, and the administration is in the Supreme Court trying to get Obamacare thrown out in a case that has no chance of success. Well, why would you do that?
Andy McCarthy's here. He's the best-selling author and contributing editor at National Review and the fellow at the National Review Institute. His book, Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency, is available now. It's an excellent book. I highly recommend it. In fact, I was thinking about you Saturday night, Andy, because, I mean, I'm always thinking about you Saturday night, but I was
really
watching the Comey rule. Obviously. I was watching the Comey rule on Showtime. Have you seen that yet, by the way?
You know, I had a chance, but then a toothache came up, and I just couldn't pull it off.
Where are we going with the Durham report? What's going on with this thing?
Well, the first thing is that Durham has to decide whether there are charges, right? The narrative report is something that Barrett, that the bar has always talked about. But, you know, you assign a prosecutor to a case, the first thing they have to decide is, are there people who could be charged? And I think, you know, for what it's worth, I think Durham got unlucky in the sense that, you know, here we are talking about COVID again. But when COVID hit in like February, March, it shut down grand juries and it made it impossible for people, you know, to travel to interview key witnesses. And, you know, there's many things you can do on Zoom, Rich, but with a witness, if you're a prosecutor, you got to get in a room with them, look them in the eye, ask them tough questions, show them documents. It's not something as a practical matter you can do without doing that. So I think his investigation was slowed by that. It's also very difficult. I think you and I have talked about this before. Not every abuse of power is a violation of the criminal code. The Democrats found that out in connection with President Trump's impeachment. You know, they were crazed to impeach him over something. So they come up with this abuse of power in connection with Ukraine. And then for weeks, they tried to figure out, well, what crime can we make this? And it turned out that there was nothing in the penal code that fit the abuse of power that they had described. And this is a similar situation in that there was unquestionably, I think, profound abuses of power in the way this investigation was conducted, beginning with the fact that they did the investigation in the first place on the basis of little or no predicate. And it's a major, major thing in this country, particularly post-Watergate, for the incumbent administration to use the law enforcement and intelligence apparatus of the government against its political opposition in connection with an election. I mean, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
If you do that without any basis for it. But it doesn't mean it's a crime. And the problem for prosecutors always is when you're going after people who have broad discretion to exercise their authority because they have to have it. You know, we have to have a system where if there really was a candidate that was conspiring with, say, Russia or China, the incumbent administration could try to do something about that. You couldn't paralyze them because someone might say afterwards that they did it for political reasons. They have to be able to act. But because there's a lot of gray area and a lot of discretion, it makes it very hard to prove that people acted because of corruption or prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they had an intent to violate some particular law. So it's a very tough case.
Well, it's an excellent point that you make about the difficulties that COVID brings to that. It's like it affects everything. It's amazing to me.
Yep,
it really is.
Yep.
Andy, your latest piece, no, Amy Coney Barrett did not criticize the Affordable Care Act at National Review. I'll post a link to it. Always appreciate your time and highly recommend your book, Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency, available now. Andrew C. McCarthy. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Rich. Good to talk to you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, 855-839-1210 is the number, 855-839-1210. Dawn, good morning. How are things looking today?
Hey, you. Good morning. Great interview.
Thank you.
We have in New Jersey, we have a lot going on with New Jersey right now because Governor Phil Murphy has allowed now, so this is big news, indoor sports can resume, but it's limited. So he signed this new order into effect. So this is indoor sports, but no contact practices, no contact. And the competitions are conducted indoors at the current indoor gathering limit of 25% capacity, but that limit cannot exceed 25 people. So if the coaches and the players and the refs are 25 people, then the parents and grandparents, they're booted from watching that indoor activity. Zioli talked a lot about...
So no parents for their kids' games?
Yeah, so we the parents are not
practices?
Necessary. Yeah.
So how does that work exactly? You just drop your kids off? I thought you're not allowed to do that.
Exactly.
Because it's pedophiles and whatnot.
I know. See? And whatnot. So, to me, it's annoying.
You leave your kids in the car. They used to come and take the children away, put you in Gitmo and
exactly.
Torture you. Now you're supposed to just let your kids go?
Yeah, see, I have a problem with that. Because I think, what if your kid has asthma and you're holding the inhaler?
There you go.
You know what I mean?
What if your kid's learning how to skate, you know? And it's ice hockey because it's important. You're like, you know, you need a little help or something like that.
So what do you wait in the parking lot in your car?
Yeah, you got to wait. Parking lot. In your case, the minivan will be running like a getaway car at a bank robbery.
Exactly. Cause all that air pollution.
Well, I'm shocked that he's, right, exactly. Air pollution. And I am shocked that Murphy is allowing indoor athletics. I'm honestly shocked by it.
I've got to give it to him. You know, I love it, but I am shocked by it. And by the way, you talked about New Jersey and voting and all that. Today, October 13th is the deadline to register to vote in New Jersey. So residents, you've got to register online, in person, or have your mail-in registration postmarked by today.
By today.
And by the way, as long as they're postmarked properly, they can be received and counted by your county clerk until November 10th, 8 p.m.
Really?
That's amazing to me. Yeah.
Wow.
But New Jersey ballots without any postmark.
November 10th?
10th.
The election
10th.
Is what day?
November 3rd.
Oh, my God.
It's a week later. I saw that. I thought, well, New Jersey's not in play, so I guess nobody's fighting that one.
No,
as
but
much,
there are but... some congressional races like David Richter's
right.
race. Rick Mehta against Senator Count Grandstangelo Spartacus Booker and the Tears of Rage band. So there are some races that are important races.
And New Jersey ballots without a postmark, they can be taken and received and counted, but they have to be in by November 5th. November 5th.
November 5th.
Days. Yeah.
That's 2 days after the election.
After the election.
How does that work exactly? The election's over.
Well, it's not over in New Jersey. It's going to be the never ending. I mean, we're talking about a week. Because if they can be received by
why not just say anytime? You could turn your ballot in at any time. If we have to undo the election, no problem. Why not just do that?
Yeah. Like anytime this year, because COVID.
Oh, my God. This is so stupid. It's so dumb.
By the way, Pennsylvania's registration deadline is next Monday, October 19th, and I'll remind you throughout the week. So we do have a Philadelphia business district changing its logo because they're calling it racist against Native Americans. So this is the East Passyunk.
Wait, who's doing this?
This is the East Passyunk Avenue Business Improvement District. Uh-huh. And if you've seen, it's like a circle. It's like a round logo on the street signs and stuff, and it's silhouetted image of a Native American in headdress. And oh. That's sort of, so now they're saying that's to indigenous people, it's an insult, it's racist.
Oh, okay.
So they've changed that.
So that's, they're changing that.
Yes.
That that Indian fell, that's Joe Biden, sorry.
There is this new study, I tweeted this out, says, cause COVID, take off your shoes. It doesn't say that, I say that, but it says COVID survives on surfaces like vinyl, cotton flooring,
it's
tables.
It's not enough to get you sick.
Smartphone surfaces.
Come on. Stop.
Just take
everything
off your
survives
shoes.
On surfaces. It's not enough virus to get you sick, though, is it?
I don't. You know, here's the thing.
That's the question.
This
I
is
have.
My agenda, so I'm going with it.
Yes,
because it's the take off the shoes, especially
at
the
least
football
you're honest
spikes.
About the fact that this
I'm
is
honest.
Completely biased news right now.
This is mom biased news.
There's nothing unbiased about this right now.
He comes in with the muddy cleats. Okay, give me a break already.
Wait, is it your son with the muddy cleats or your husband with the muddy shoes?
All of the above.
Oh, okay.
Yes, all of the above. Cause COVID.
Cause COVID.
I have a follow up. Cause COVID.
Where are they going through COVID fields somewhere? Is there
no the football?
Like, are they walking outside pharmaceutical companies working on the vaccine and they're stepping through COVID?
That's
waste?
What it is.
Are they working in a sewer treatment plant? Why are you so worried about COVID on the bottom of their shoes?
No,
that's the bigger question I have.
It's not really COVID. It's the mud. And then I got to mop the floor.
Oh, you're using COVID as the excuse.
But I'm using COVID as the excuse. Kind of like like some people might use COVID, you know, to do something with an election. Not that I would say that. I'm just saying, you know, mud could be the symbol. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying.
Okay, this is a follow. Netflix fighting back after a Texas grand jury indicted the streaming service's controversial series, Cuties. So Zioli talked about this, what, a week ago or so. So Netflix accused of promoting sexually explicit depictions of children. The story focuses on an 11-year-old little girl. She joins a group of dancers trying to emulate what they see on social media. So the Netflix lawyers, they're coming out saying, look, we have, you know, constitutional rights, freedom of speech, all of that. But they say Cuties is actually a commentary against the sexualization of young children. So they're going to fight this thing. But it should be interesting. The ACLU is getting involved now.
A Texas grand jury in a town?
Yes.
Yeah.
A little town.
It's an interesting case for sure.
They're like, those perverts, we got to crack down on them. But
that your Texas?
That's
that,
my Texas, sorry.
That's Dawn's Texas accent, all right.
Which sounds kind of like North Carolina.
How y'all doing, Netflix? Screw you. Maybe the settlement will be free Netflix for a year.
Yeah. But all righty.
It'd be like Kramer when he got the free lifetime coffee. No, in all seriousness, I will be curious to see what the Texas Supreme Court rules if this case can go forward, because that's where it's headed, obviously.
So. Yeah, because it's kind of like the that famous, you know, Larry Flint, right? The
yeah,
Supreme
of
Court.
Course. You know, whenever you bring children into the matter, yes. It always deserves more scrutiny. But I don't think they have a case here. But we'll
you
see.
Don't. Mm. So we are playing college football. Penn State's. I am excited about this. Penn State's opener is set for October 24th at Indiana, Lions versus Hoosiers. And then we know that we only know that so far that game two against Ohio State will be in prime time.
Oh.
So I know Millennial is going to be very excited to hear this.
Yes.
There you go,
did
Millennial.
You know that?
I believe it's at 3:30
yes,
kickoff.
Yes, on Fox.
Yes.
For the first
and right 12, here on Talk Radio 1210,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken,
you,
correct?
Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome, yes. Greg. The shill is always listening, Dawn.
exclusive home of Penn State football and basketball.
Zioli
Talk Radio 1210.
Kickoff starts at 3 p.m. Eastern time on October 24th here on Talk Radio 1210.
I'll wait. Listen, it's great. It's great coverage. Penn State, we do great coverage.
This is painful. I'm going to smash my head with a hammer. Move it on.
All right. Move it on.
Screw Penn State. No, I'm sorry. I can't say that anymore. I'm just, obviously, I've got a...
And I sent some good stories.
I'm a Maryland guy. This is painful to listen to this
right now. Oh,
because
you're a turtle.
Not a turtle. It's a terp.
Oh, you terp.
It's a terrapin. A fighting turtle. Indigenous to the brackish waters of the Chesapeake Bay, all right? She mock me by calling me a turtle.
Oh. Oh, Ninja Turtle. Okay, I better get to the NBC 10 first.
And I know we're going to lose again this year. So are we even playing? Does anyone even know?
Yeah, I believe you are.
Yes.
I don't even know.
I'm sure.
Because Penn State usually plays you guys. So.
Because as
I still remember, that freshman year of college, parents' weekend, when they beat us 77-7. Penn State beat Maryland 77-7. And every time Penn State scored, my father, because he bought, you know, the family package. It was like the family tailgate package.
Yeah.
Premium seats, 50-yard line seats at Bird Stadium, and the tailgate package. And, you know, and every time Penn State scored, I swear, my father would look over at me and just give me a dirty look.
Like it was your fault?
Like it's my fault. Dad, I got cut from the team. I got nothing to do with this.
Were you the mascot?
No, I was not the mascot. Okay. My roommate was the mascot, as a matter of fact.
Okay,
and, you know, he used to get in the Testudo outfit, and they'd pass him along. And me and all my buddies would beat the hell out of him whenever it was crowd surfing.
The first University of Maryland game will be versus Northwestern on October 24th at 7:30 p.m.
So on Talk Radio 1210?
No, it's not going to be on Talk Radio 1210.
Nope. We only play Penn State.
Nope.
That's right.
All right.
I'm trying
so
to
I can't pretend like I'm rooting for Penn State. That, you know what I'm saying? I can't do. We got to go. Nobody, I got to do like we got to do spots and whatnot.
Okay, I got to go.
I got to do Cougar stories.
Let me do the NBC 10 forecast really quick. It's going to be nicer today. It's been really bad. Now it's going to be nicer. 67 degrees, partly cloudy. But tomorrow for your Wednesday and Thursday, beautiful bright skies. 73 tomorrow, 77 on Thursday. I'm Dawn. That's it for Zioli Show News. Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. 855-839-1210 is the number for you today, of course. And don't forget social media as well. The world is open. Thank God it's open. I don't want it to close again. And as I said to you earlier, I think this is a major point in the election is keeping everything open. Well, now that things are open, Amstar Medical Transport is going to get you there safely. That's right. Amstar Medical Transport. My buddy Tony and his sister Marion, her husband Alan, they're the owners, and they are dedicated to safe, reliable medical transportation for you and your family. Getting your loved ones and you to family events, non-emergency medical appointments, and more. And they'll do that for you because that's what they do. With their reliable fleet and their excellent staff, you're going to get there safely, door through door. What does that mean? That means they help the patient get dressed for the weather, help them out of the house, secure them safely in the vehicle, help them check in their appointment, and stay with them if needed. Amstar Medical's vehicles are always incredibly clean and well-maintained, and they're also experienced at transporting children with special needs. And Amstar Medical Transportation features the best rates in the area. So book online at amstarmedicaltransport.com. They offer discounts to veterans, first responders, and of course to you as a friend of this show. That's amstarmedicaltransport.com. The world is open. Get out there and get out there safely with amstarmedicaltransport.com.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
So as the show progresses, you know, I mentioned earlier the point on rallies. There's no doubt in my mind the president's rallies are huge, and clearly they're getting bigger. It's why I think there's something, the polls, again, and by the way, in 2016, I never, ever predicted Trump was going to win or lose. I didn't predict, and I'm still not making predictions now, but what I'm saying to you is if the polls are wrong again, it's going to be because of the fact that people are just on the economy. They want to continue with this economy and they're afraid of what a Biden economy means. That is the issue. That's the issue right there. So, you know, when the president's standing on stage and chucking masks out at the crowd and people are whatever they think about that, if they're thinking about the issue at the end of the day being the economy, if that's top of mind for them, not a disease that 99.7% of people survive from, I think they're going to stick with them. And the one thing that the polls will be right on is when you read every poll, it says they trust him more in the economy than they trust Joe Biden. Here's Joe Biden when he was bringing up, he forgot Mitt Romney's name. Let's do that clip first. And then we have a special Joe Biden ad that we've made up special here on the show. But this is Joe Biden forgetting that Mormon feller. Take a listen.
You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon. The governor, okay? And I took him on. No one's face should be questioned.
All right, that Mormon feller. Well, we have a Biden ad. This is new. This is exclusive, Greg. Is that right?
Exclusive, yes. It just came out this morning. Actually, it comes out at 8:30, and we'll be the first ones to play it at 8:27.
All right, so we're going to play it at 8:27. This is a preview, sneak peek. This is huge. Yep. Take a listen.
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black,
unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
The first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
It's powerful. It is powerful. I mean, Grandpa offends a lot of people in that. Very real, isn't it? I mean, it's a real ad. You can feel it. Grandpa.
Grandpa Joe.
It's like you're in the 7-Eleven with him. Grandpa, please don't say that about the Indian people. Oh, look, that Mormon feller. Get that Indian feller to buy him a cup of coffee. No, Grandpa. Grandpa.
You people like slushies, don't you?
I tell you what, if you don't, hey, you don't vote for me, you ain't black, all right? All right, no, I'll see you later. No, wow. Oh, man. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message. I love that clean articulate. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah. I had to go back into the archives and really dust off a few because I had forgotten myself about some of these.
Well, that's good, by the way. I mean,
the Joe Biden campaign forgot about some of these. Sorry.
Right. But the Biden, not you, Greg Stocker, the Biden campaign forgot about some of those things. Well, that's pretty amazing, huh? I'll tell you what. I love stuff like this. I really do. It's just fun for me. It really is. So coming up, the LoveGov got grilled yesterday by Willie Geist. I do want to do a quick check-in on social media before I leave the hour of nonstop talk. Actually, Millennial, do we have something?
Yes. Old Man Dudley says, will Biden eventually become a cross between Uncle Leo and Jack Waltz? That just stuck out to me.
I think what he's talking about is from The Godfather.
Yeah.
Yes. I ain't no band leader.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Godfather, Bill?
Of course.
Okay. It's a very fair question to ask him, Rich. Very fair.
Is it? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, no, it's 100% fair.
The better question is, what's better, Godfather Part 1 or 2? And it's 2.
If you said 3, I was going to...
Oh, I purposely left out 3 for a reason.
Yeah, okay, good.
But, yeah. The Riff Raffle says, Dawn, no contact sports indoors, so kids are just going to sit indoors by themselves together if there's no contact?
Well, it's no contact practice.
Oh.
I don't know about...
But wait, that's...
I know.
Just highlighting.
Waltz is listening.
That's right.
You tell him I ain't no band leader. Listen here, Mike. Well, that's because of the German-Irish. I'm German-Irish. Oh, man. I can't say it on the air, I don't think.
Yeah, be careful.
But that's the reference line that he's talking about there. He goes, well, actually, I'm German-Irish as well. Well, listen here, because I don't know what's appropriate anymore in this. If Joe Biden says it, though, it's fine. So I'm hoping Joe Biden will quote it. There you go. German-Irish. What else, Bill?
There's a cougar reference.
Yeah, I was saving that one for
Twitter. Oh, you're saving
Twitter.
It. Okay,
save
that's
the
my
cougar
favorite.
Reference. Yeah, we'll get to the cougar. That check-in on social media brought to you by Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter, right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. Go see them. They are open, and they are there to serve you with 12-month same-as-cash financing on all 2020 and 2021 models. It's where I bought my car, Cherry Hill Volvo. Now, I want to let you know, Newsmax has you covered with great shows, and unlike a lot of other stations out there, Newsmax is free. That's right. You don't have to pay for Newsmax. You can stream it right on your phone. Or if you have an Amazon Fire TV, if you buy one today on Amazon Prime Day, you'll be able to stream Newsmax, but also on LG TVs and Samsung Smart TVs as well. Newsmax has great shows, great weekend shows, and of course, at night, Greg Kelly Reports, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer's on there. Really informative programming. Download the app on your smartphone and watch Newsmax TV for free. I'll be a guest on Newsmax TV tomorrow, as a matter of fact, and I'm looking forward to that because I always enjoy going on there as they have great analysis and great insight. And again, unlike those big cable news channels, there's no paywall that Newsmax hides behind. Newsmax TV is real news for real people.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.